Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Florida abortion waiting period gets new life. A Florida Court of Appeals has now reversed what's called a summary judgment from a local trial court that had invalidated a 24-hour abortion waiting period. Now the case will return back to court. The Court of Appeals actually ruled that the state of Florida presented enough evidence to proceed with this case. This is good news. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this case actually is sponsored, believe it or not, by a young mid-20-something woman who was the youngest female ever elected to the Florida House of Representatives. And she is also an alumni of Covenant Journey. I met her on a Covenant Journey trip in Israel. She is a delightful young woman, homeschooled, and actually she was continuing her college education, living at home. She's now married. While she was involved in sponsoring this legislation, Matt, this legislation was passed by the Florida legislature in 2015, and it says that before a woman can have an abortion, there needs to be a 24-hour waiting period. So when you schedule your abortion, you cannot have that until 24 hours later, giving you some time to reflect. But a lower court ruled that it was unconstitutional and blocked this law from going into effect.
Yeah, and of course, 24 hours, it shouldn't be happening, period. But to at least say there is a need for her to reflect, at least for 24 hours, on what she is about to do and have full disclosure is not at all unreasonable. Yet the pro-abortion lobby will fight any type of restriction that would roll back abortion on demand.
Because they're afraid that when the woman waits for 24 hours, they will choose life. In fact, this law, as I mentioned, was passed in 2015. In 2017, the case had made its way up to the Florida Supreme Court, and the court reinstated an injunction, in other words, banning the implementation of that law, and the case returned down to the trial court. The trial court then looked at the law and granted what's called summary judgment, final judgment on the case, saying that the 24-hour waiting period was unconstitutional. The case was then appealed, and it's gone now to the Court of Appeals. Court of Appeals has reversed it, breathing new life into this law, sending it back down to the trial court, stating that the state of Florida has presented enough evidence to justify moving this case forward. The law still has not gone into effect yet, but it is getting closer to that point, and this has been a long battle. Holly, we've been involved, Liberty Counsel, from the very beginning. Jennifer Sullivan, representative of the legislature, one of the primary sponsors of this informed patient consent bill, ultimately passed this law, got enjoined by a court, and we ended up filing a brief. And then we filed another one when it went up on appeal. We represent in our brief the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, as well as the American College of Pediatricians. And those were our clients. They are our clients. And in this decision by the Court of Appeals cited to our brief twice as they ultimately ruled in favor of the state, sending the case back down for another trial at the trial court level.
And you know, it shows in research that, particularly in Florida, but I think it's United States wide as well, that the majority of abortions are made because of emotional decisions. The mother thinks she can't have the child, or it's not convenient, or that kind of thing. So to have a waiting period is very appropriate to give the mother time to really think through this, talk to people, you know, maybe go to a pregnancy counseling center and know that there's hope, there's help for her. She's not alone.
And let's not forget, this is an opportunity for these young women many of whom are under extreme pressure, whether right. whether it's a minor child who has been sexually assaulted by an adult, mm-hmm. or whether it is somebody whose parents or boyfriend or is pushing them into this. So oftentimes there is duress at play.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, this goes back, this may eventually work its way back up, go to the Florida Supreme Court. So the question is it going to have the same fate? Well, here's what's happened.
We have a new Supreme Court.
We have a new Supreme Court
in Florida. Yeah, pro-life.
That's right. We had an election. I know they're great judges. What happened is Rick Scott was the Republican governor. He ultimately termed out, and then he ran and won the seat for the United States Senate, beating the Democrat on the other side, who had been there for many years, Bill Nelson. And then Governor DeSantis was running against the other Democratic gubernatorial nominee, who was an avowed socialist. He was a socialist, very, very radical.
Oh, scary, yeah.
His lieutenant governor was also very radical, very pro-abortion. And the election was close, but Governor DeSantis won. What happened is, toward the end of Rick Scott's term, 2018, these judges that were on the court, three very judicial radicals, very liberal in their interpretation, they termed out because of their age. And so Florida has an age requirement, and they met that age requirement, so they could not run on the ballot again. And so that meant that there needed to be three judges that ultimately needed to be replacing the three that were retiring. All three were very liberal. At this point in time, Matt, the seven-member judicial panel at the Florida Supreme Court was split, but still there was one more vote. It was a 4-3 if you would come down to certain issues like this, where the judicial activists still had the one vote majority.
Kind of a Justice Kennedy, if you will.
Kind of, but yeah. Even worse. I mean, always voting in the liberal mm-hmm. side, not even switching sometimes, always liberal. So
now we pray.
What happened was three of those retired, three of those four that were still there. So three of the mm-hmm. four had to retire.
Goodbye.
And DeSantis won.
Mm-hmm.
And the nominating committee that was convened, they put forth several candidates that they interview that made the final list. And then DeSantis, as the governor, as soon as he takes office, January of 2019, he gets the opportunity to select three to replace. And so he has selected three that have a more strict constructionist, original intent, non-judicial activist, if you will.
Value life.
Judicial yeah. philosophy.
Yeah.
And so when this case eventually makes its way back to the Florida Supreme Court, it will be a completely different Supreme Court than it was in 2017.
So now we pray.
Now we
this
pray.
This is where it goes. Yeah.
And this is, yeah. you know, and we're look like fighting over whether you have to have a 24-hour waiting period. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
And they understand because the pro-abortion lobby and the left, they have done achieved much of their agenda, first of all, through judicial fiat, through judicial activism, but also through this incrementalist strategy. Well, we can also employ an incrementalist strategy. We can chip away at the death culture by adding provisions into law would at least help to foster a culture of life, even if it's not a panacea.
Absolutely. And it all boils down, do we value life? Do we value God's creation in each person?
Well, we're continuing to be involved in this case. We've already filed two briefs at different levels of the court. And when it goes back down to the trial court, of course, we're going to continue to be involved all the way up until this law is eventually upheld. Obviously, we want to protect the sanctity and value of human life from the moment of conception, fertilization. From that moment, there is a unique, identifiable, brand new human that's never before been made in that particular construction that God made that individual, and never before will. It's a brand new individual. And the only difference between that individual and you and me is time. And so we want to be able to turn our country back to a country that values the sanctity of human life. Every person is made in the image of God. And this is a great law. It's just one of many battles that we're involved in. Continue to pray for this case and for Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance the sanctity of human life Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.